Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Would you read together with me the title of our message this morning from the screen? Palms or Passion? Based on Mark 11, these verses, many people spread their cloaks on the road, while others waved and then spread branches they had cut from the fields. Those who went ahead and those who followed shouted, "Hosanna in the highest! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord." I invite you to follow your sermon outline provided for you in your folders. We ask the question, palms or passion? Well, it seems like a redundant question. What day is it today? Why all the commotion with waving palms? But one Sunday after such things happened, I asked some children, "Why do we wave palm branches?" And one child actually said, "To shoo away the flies." Another child said, "To cool off Jesus." Well, of course not. But why? What day is it today? You're quick to say Palm Sunday. Really? Well, this Sunday, as we've mentioned, really has two names. And it's been called by these two names in the church for centuries. Palm Sunday and or Passion Sunday. Palms focus on the crowd's happiness and celebration as they wave their branches. Passion focuses on Jesus' suffering for our sins as he made his way to the cross. So the question for us today, in today's celebration, in our own personal lives, will it be palms or will it be passion? A Christian author shares this story. It's his story, but I'll speak in his voice. When I was in my early teens, I was in a church passion play around Easter time, and a professional drama group came through our town to put on this pageant, and he asked us to be members in the crowd. On that day of the event, the director told all of us in the crowd, "These men in your red turbans, they're your leaders. Just say what they say and do what they do." This was really exciting. Many people were watching the drama. We looked up and we saw a man coming down the street on a donkey. He looked just like Jesus. And soon I began to join everybody else as we shouted, "Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest." It was exciting. Then we were brought back behind the scenes, and the director told us new instructions when we came out for scene two. We came out, and we were look up at a balcony and see a man that was Jesus, all bloodied and bruised and beaten up, standing next to a character who was Pontius Pilate, the Roman governor. And Pilate shouted, "What should I do with this Jesus?" And then I joined in with the rest of the actors shouting these words, these terrible words. I know I said it with my own voice. "Crucify him! Crucify him! Kill him! Crucify him!" But soon after, I was saying to myself, "No, no. What am I saying? I felt so bad." True, it was just a role I was playing, but it was so real. You see, some of the crowd that praised Jesus one Sunday with palms, some of the crowd just 5 days later were shouting for his blood for him to be horribly crucified. They wanted him with his palms and his celebration and the excitement and the fast-paced hymn. But he wanted nothing to do with them, with his cross and his passion. Today, we are the crowd that welcomes Jesus. Will we love him and stay with him and hold on to him in his time of passion and grief and pain? Or will we just wave our palm branches when everything is happy and going as we want it to go? To say this in another way, to get personal, here's the question. Do we want Jesus' lordship in our lives when things for us are tough and painful? Or just when the sun is shining and we're getting everything that we want? You see, the Palm Sunday crowd was trying to make Jesus into the kind of Messiah they wanted him to be in their search for the good life. And the good life included such things as an overthrow of the Roman government, no more Roman taxes, no more food rationing in the city. To quote a saying from the 1930s, they wanted a chicken in every pot and two cars and in every garage. Hosanna! Yes, Hosanna! Save us, Jesus, for my wants and my happiness. And I'll waive my points just so you get my attention. I get your attention and you get the point. But Jesus was not that kind of a Messiah. He came not to overthrow a government, but to overthrow sin, death, and the devil. He came not just to make us happy. He came to change people's hearts and reconcile sinners to an almighty God. But this did not fit into some people's checklist of wants, so 5 days after shouting Hosanna, some of the crowd said, "Crucify that guy." Here's a good question for us this morning. Where did we ever get the idea that Jesus' entrance into Jerusalem was a day that just emphasized palms and praise and happiness? Not really from Jesus. This came from the reaction of the crowd and what they wanted. What were Jesus' thoughts about this Palm Sunday event? Was it palms or passion? This certainly could have been one of the happiest days in Jesus' life. Finally, after all the garbage he'd been taken by religious leaders, he was getting the accolades and praises that he deserved. Yet what had Jesus told his disciples so many times before he entered into Jerusalem? In Matthew 16, listen to our Lord. He said, the scripture says, "From that time on, Jesus began to explain to his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem, and there he must suffer many things, and that he must be killed, and then on the third day be raised to life." And in Matthew 23, Jesus said, "O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, you who kill the prophets and stone those that are sent to you, how often I have longed to gather your children like a mother hen that gathers her chicks under her wings, but you were not willing." Why was Jesus sad and weeping over Jerusalem? The crowd cheered. Jesus wept. Why? Because despite their cheers, Jesus knew they really did not want him or his gospel or his passion. They wanted the palms and what they thought they could get from him. While the multitudes cheered, one man wept. Is Jesus weeping for us today? If he is, and I believe he is, it's often because we do not want to follow him in his suffering. We often don't want to follow him with a commitment to his lordship that might get in the way of what we're chasing after. The convenience of the so-called good life, or what the sinful world around us tells us is finally what's most important in life: my own personal happiness. Real commitment to Jesus and his church is a spiritual battle for many people today. Is your relationship with your Lord Jesus one of commitment or convenience? Commitment to his passion so easily gives way to the convenience of palms. And for this we need to repent. It's fitting that we do now during Lent, before next Sunday, Easter arrives. This truth is made clear liturgically on that day of the church year called Ash Wednesday. the first day of the season of Lent. And for those of you who gathered here in this place at 7 p.m. on Wednesday night, February 14th, you received the ashes upon your forehead in the sign of a cross. Ashes are a sign of repentance. But did you know where the ashes come from for Ash Wednesday? Ashes traditionally come from burnt palm branches from the previous Palm Sunday. Why? This is an historic practice of the church. It shows us that we are to repent of our sins of just palm waving, wanting Jesus for the convenience of his blessings when we so often turn our back on his passion and a call to real commitment to him. Ash Wednesday and the rest of this Lenten season, which by the way ends this Friday with Good Friday, calls us to turn from looking to Jesus and just asking, what's in this for me? To looking to Jesus and asking, how might I have more of a heart and a mind like my Savior? Jesus did not ask, what's in it for me? He gave up the glories of heaven and all that was rightfully his to the point of death on the cross. And why did he do it? He did it for you. He gave up the palms for the passion for you. He is both our Savior and our model. And that's why in today's epistle lesson that Alvaro read from Philippians 2, Paul writes this. Listen carefully. He says, please have this mind among yourselves, which is yours in Christ Jesus. Now, before we leave the sermon, we have an unanswered question. What was going on Jesus' mind on that day of palms and passions? What did that day mean to him? We've talked a lot about what it meant to the crowd, but what did it mean to Jesus? And here's why the In Christ sermon hymn today was so dead on, exactly right. What was on Jesus' mind on that day? The key to our answer is in a title given to Jesus by his cousin John the Baptist when Jesus began his earthly ministry. In John 1:29, Jesus was pointed at by John, and John said, behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. The Lamb is a very important concept in the Old Testament. Let's just take a walk down memory lane and look at the Lamb in the Old Testament. When the children of Israel were leaving slavery in Egypt in the event we call the Exodus, they were commanded by God to slay a lamb, to paint the doorposts of their house with the blood of the lamb, and the angel of death would pass over their home and spare them. From this event with the lamb, we get the sacred festival, Passover. Later, when the children of Israel had their own homeland and their own temple, their high priest would take a lamb and once a year sacrifice it for the sins of the people on a very holy day called Yom Kippur, literally in Hebrew, the Day of Covering. We translate it the Day of Atonement. From this event, again, the lamb shed his blood for the sins of the people. In the prophet Isaiah, the 53rd chapter, which we're going to read on Good Friday morning, the prophet speaks of the coming Messiah, Jesus, when he said, he is like a lamb led to the slaughter. Isaiah describes Jesus as one who takes upon himself our sin and the punishment we deserve, and he is slaughtered there for us. And now, with all this lamb imagery in mind, picture Jesus entering Jerusalem on Palm Sunday to keep his appointment with the cross. Just 5 days later. And what was the Jewish festival going on when Jesus was entering Jerusalem just at that time? You heard it in the reading. It's the festival of Passover. And what does each household in Jerusalem need for the Passover? A lamb. And Jesus, picture this scene. Have you ever considered this before? Jesus is entering Jerusalem at exactly the same time when thousands of sacrificial lambs are being brought into Jerusalem for the 1,000 Jewish households for the sacrifice at Sabbath. Coincidence? I think not. Here is a powerful proclamation that Jesus is the very sacrificial lamb who has come, as John the Baptist says, to take away the sins of the world. And on that Friday that was coming in just 5 days, that Good Friday, Jesus, the Lamb of God, catch this, died on the cross at the same time that people in those households were killing the lamb for their Passover. Again, coincidence? I think not. Therefore, today can be celebrated as Palm Sunday. Today is a day when we can wave our palms and sing our praises to thank God for what our Lord Jesus, the Lamb of God, has come to do. And especially as we focus on his sacrifice and on his passion, we have every right to wave our palms in thanksgiving. Because we know as we journey with our Lord Jesus this week to his cross and to his death, there awaits him and there awaits us the glories of the empty tomb and the shouts, he is risen indeed. Palms and passion. Passion and palms. In the name of Jesus. Amen.